Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Jeff Haldeman. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Gary.
So Jeff's a public safety reporter here. He covers a wide variety of topics, courts, crime, Cole County government, but this last Saturday, Jeff was tour guide reporter.
Okay, that's a good way to put it, as long as I'm not the tour guide.
All right, yes. So Jeff was at Missouri State Penitentiary, the old MSP, to witness the inaugural tour of MSP tours.
It was one of, I should say. I mean, they were just getting started. It was the first weekend, first few days of the tours for this season, which run all the way through November. It was a very excited group of not only people going through, but also the people that give the tours and are part of the folks that try and work to make MSP a place that people want to come and visit.
All right. So, well, let's, first of all, for those who may not know, what is MSP?
MSP is short for Missouri State Penitentiary, built, I believe, or opened, I should say, in 1836 and closed in 2004, I believe, when they moved out to the Algoa area where they currently are located. But until that time, the oldest functioning prison west of the Mississippi, some of those buildings, you know, not quite to the actual opening date, but only about, say, 30 to 40 years behind that time period, which are still standing on the grounds there. That was one of the big things for this year, was to have, especially housing unit number 4, the oldest of the buildings there, to be back in a condition to where people could come through and see that. And that was what so many people, I think, really were wanting to see when they tried to get through in the last couple of years when we've had interruptions. Somewhat disappointed, but now we've got it back, and everybody seems very happy with that.
It really is a classic-looking building there. I mean, just the architecture of it, and once you're inside of it, I mean, it makes me think of, you know, some of those classic movies like Shawshank, you know, the just the view of the cells, the housing units. It's just an incredible setting there, and my understanding is it's as if the inmates just left. I mean, they basically did nothing beyond a minor amount of cleanup.
Right. I mean, well, a little background here too. We should put in the fact that the whole site was affected first by the tornado in May of 2019, which not only hit Building 4, but also several of the other sites there on the MSP grounds, and caused the disruption of tours for a time there. After that, you have the COVID pandemic also causing the tours to go dormant for a while. So after a couple of years of having those interruptions, you can obviously see where the folks at the Jeff City Convention and Visitors Bureau were ecstatic to right now have a tour season that doesn't have anything, you know, that in their foreseeable future, and like those type of events, you know, interrupting in a full multi-month tour season where they can get back to where they were, you know, really seeing the effects of word of mouth, the, you know, popularity of the tours on websites, and the word, you know, and of course it's been featured on TV shows. You know, all that was really coming to fruition by the time, you know, we were starting in 2019.
Right. Well, for those maybe who hadn't caught it, so let's talk about the tours first. So, I mean, it's not just you walk in and you just mill around. I mean, they have tour guides there. They have specific theme type tours. So give us an idea of what some of the theme tours are, as well as perhaps who is leading these tours.
Sure. The tours are done at various times through the day, starting in the morning and going through the evening. Obviously, historic tours are the backbone of what they do. Those can be as short as 2 hours. And I want to say they are looking, or had been doing, as long as 6 hours on some of those historic tours, depending on what the person's wanting to visit, how much history they, you know, really wanted to get into. Obviously, one of the big things that has drawn a lot of people, and I have friends from Kansas City and Chicago that have come in for these, is the paranormal or ghost tours. Those have gotten a great deal of attention of the folks from various channels on TV coming in and wanting to see if they can find paranormal activity, and they have. Mm-hmm. And the tour guides tell some wonderful stories about what they've seen themselves. And those tour guides that you were talking about can be former employees of MSP that work there, like guards or mm-hmm. other staff members, or just, you know, folks that are have good background on the history of the prison. They also are involved with. But as I talked with one of the tour guides this past weekend, he said we're all tied together because of the love of MSP and what it has meant as far as connecting Jefferson City really to the world.
So, Jeff, it strikes me, when we're talking about these tours, you had mentioned you have folks, friends from the region who have been there, but this is actually an international attraction. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not just folks near a quick day trip. I mean, these are people who have invested a fair amount of transportation to get here. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. As I talked with in my interview, one person they had mentioned, I think, had come from New Zealand and specifically said, this is why I came. I wanted to see the MSP site. Once they were done with that, they were going back, getting on a plane, and heading back to New Zealand. They had nothing wow. else to do but that. That was the only thing.
I hope they at least got some central dairy or something, something else uniquely Jefferson City.
It would be nice, but as the tour guide was telling me, he said, what else in this town would bring a person from that far away? Mm-hmm. You know, we do have the state capitol.
Right.
But it's very rare that we have, I mean, we have foreign visitors, but not for something like that.
Right. So kind of give us an idea of how many visitors we're talking about. So pre-COVID, pre-tornado, what kind of visitors was that site getting?
The 2018 figure, I believe, was 30,000.
Wow.
And then COVID, that time period, they were hoping to maybe get 21,000. That was what they were looking at. And I think they got 26 or right at the 26,000 mark, which was better than what they anticipated.
Yeah. So obviously, with these tours, they are paid tours, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And okay. So it's a revenue source. So
sure.
Where does this money go from these 30,000 people that come in to tour MSP?
It is put back to try and make the repairs or upkeep of the grounds. Speaking back of building 4, housing unit 4, while it is open, the only areas that visitors right now are being allowed to go to are the main floor, where you can see, obviously, the entire layout of the structure itself, as well as the dungeon area and the, as they would say, I guess, solitary confinement area of the building. And I think that was done mainly because there is so much interest to see what type of paranormal activity would be down there. When they talk about solitary confinement in that building, it's solitary confinement. I mean, no light whatsoever. It is pure dungeon down there. And I can only imagine what it would be like during a ghost tour.
It is really creepy. I've been down there, not for an extended stay, thankfully, but but it was rather, first of all, it's cold, it's dark. Yeah, it's a very unique experience.
Compared to the other buildings that do have the solitary, it would be totally different from those. And I think that's why that is so high on the list of everybody who wants to come to this site.
So you mentioned this year there's a bit of excitement because the repairs have been made to Housing Unit 4 so they can open up more of it. They have also are expecting more people coming because of less travel restrictions due to the pandemic. So do they have some sort of idea as to what kind of crowd they're hoping this year?
They're aiming to get back to that 30,000. Well, and I honestly think they'll hit it.
Yeah.
It probably will hit more, especially once the word gets out about 4 being back open, and those areas in particular being where you can't go. The interest, especially with the paranormal, with so many people, I think will really drive up people wanting to come.
Yeah. So, Jeff, as we mentioned previously, you were there this weekend for one of the tours that occurred. And how many folks were in the tour that you were on?
I believe the guy told me it was approximately 20 at that tour, and that was a morning tour. Then in the afternoon, he was looking at double that amount. They were expecting good-sized crowds throughout the weekend.
You know, it really, I think one of the plans the city, the Convention and Visitors Bureau have is that MSP on the east side of Jefferson City really stands as this cornerstone of potential economic growth. At this time, the city has been working with the developer to develop a project to basically create a conference center, ice arena, just a variety of different things there on that 30-acre site. Now, the city doesn't own the site. The state owns the site, but the state has conveyed that land to the city, and so they are making efforts to try to build upon the MSP experience to really create a new development over there. So you were covering council for us this week, and there was also some discussion about infrastructure in that area. So what's going on as far as infrastructure that's kind of tied to that whole development idea?
As part of the consent agenda, there was a change order with Central Missouri Professional Services for design work at the site. They are developing the layouts of what pads would be there, the lighting for the area, as well as obviously the layouts of the streets, all that. I'm not privy to how long they're looking as far as the amount of time to finish off final plans, but this has obviously been years in the making, continues to be going on. The money that comes, that'll be used for this change order that I reported on Monday night, will be coming from the half-cent capital improvement sales tax for cooperative projects between Jefferson City and Cole County. And the MSP development is a cooperative project, one of the biggest projects that they've done, of course, obviously, and it takes a chunk of change. Been multiple cycles, I believe, of sales tax money used for getting to this point.
Well, obviously, as you say, this is a long-term project. It's not going to be tomorrow this is going to be done, but we will certainly be watching the development of that and how things progress around that, what many would call a crown jewel in the capital city. With that being said, I mean, folks in the Jefferson City area and quite honestly, Missouri love history, and this is a great tour for folks who really want to get an understanding of that time frame and the role that MSP particularly served in this community. So I would encourage you, if you've not been to MSP, to consider a tour. In our show notes, we'll have a link to Jeff's story that ran in our recent edition, as well as how you can book tickets if you want to do your own type of tour. So Jeff, thank you for sharing this information with us today.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.